Okay, would you ever use without the more?
More loving. No, I think I'd always use the more loving.
Okay. What would it sound like if you didn't use the more as a comparison?
Loving. She's more loving.
All right. Peggy is a loving child, but Sally is a lot more.
See, you got the more in. You can't leave the more out.
Okay. Would you ever, have you ever heard anybody compare someone like loving?
No. The more, unless you'll hear them say one's more outgoing than the other. Or one's more, the you know, at home, domestic one, and the other one's got to be on the go.
Okay. Now, you say, we talk about widow. A child that's lost his parents.
It's an orphan.
Okay. And the person appointed to look after an orphan is called its...
guardian.
Okay. You might say, yes, she has the same family name and looks a bit like me, but actually...
she's adopted.
All right, but talking about you're not really... you're not really of the same family. You'd say, but actually...
she looks like me, but she's not mine. Resemblance?
Say, yes, she has the same family name and looks a bit like me, but actually...
she's not.
She's not my...
relative, or not related.
Okay. She's, all right, she's no...
no relation.
Okay. And someone like me who comes into town and never seen him before is...
you're a stranger.
Okay. And any local terms for stranger?
Outsider. They know where you're at, or if they know a nickname from where you're at, they might call you that. Generally say you're a newcomer.
Okay. All right, how about the real common name for a girl beginning with M?
Mary.
Okay. And George Washington's wife?
Martha.
Okay. And how about a nickname for Helen beginning with N?
Nancy? No, Ann?
Wait until the sun shines.
Nellie.
Okay. And the first blank Mark, Luke, and John?
Matthew.
Okay. And what do you call a woman who conducts school?
Who can teach her?
Yeah. Okay, would you ever, how about any old-fashioned names?
The old maid? No. They got them, but I can't think of what it is.
School.
School mom.
Something like that. Okay. Your grandmother, anything talk like that? Okay. How about, talking about movies now, you know that guy that does the westerns, walks around, says yup a lot, and his first name is Gary?
Gary Cooper.
Okay, now if he had a wife, she'd be?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And I might go up and say, hello, what?
Well, if I want his autograph, and if I didn't think he was in a good mood, I'd say, may I have your autograph, Mr. Cooper?
All right. And if you wanted to talk to her, you say, hello?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. All right. How about a person who doesn't really know his trade real well, okay, mm-hmm. but he manages to get by, okay? Like, you know, a carpenter or a preacher, something like that. And let's say a preacher that's not really trained, doesn't have a regular pulpit, teaches on Sunday here and there, makes his living doing something else. If he isn't very good even at preaching, you might call him a... you ever heard any terms for that?
No, but I know a few preachers in this town that's got the job that I like that.
You ever heard an untrained part-time, you know, not just a preacher, but, you know, any other trade?
What, jack of all trades, master of none?
Something like that. You ever heard jackleg?
No.
Like a jackleg carpenter or jackleg preacher? Okay. All right. What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Okay. And...
but a lot of people say aunt this way, too. It's all according to how it's used.
How do you... Which now, I've got you saying this in other places, too, but... 9 times out of 10, I know what you say.
I think I say aunt all the time.
Yeah, I think that's what I've been picking up most. If an old man's still quite strong and active and doesn't show his age, you might say he's still quite